Rice convened here at a Nile River hotel with the foreign ministers of Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates, the so-called Arab Quartet, as she began her third mission to the region this year. The United States is looking to its moderate Arab allies to both work to help stabilize Iraq and to help revive the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. The Rice visit comes only a few days before an Arab League summit expected to reaffirm that organization's 2002 Middle East peace initiative. The plan offered Arab-wide recognition to Israel if it returned to its 1967 borders and reached a two-state solution to the Palestinian issue that allowed the return of Palestinian refugees. Though Israeli officials have spoken favorably of the plan, they say refugees should only be allowed to return to the envisaged Palestinian state. In a talk with reporters just before her departure from Washington late Friday, Rice sidestepped questions about whether she would seek changes in the Arab League plan to meet Israeli concerns, saying it is not up to the United States to make such suggestions. But her spokesman, Sean McCormick, said she would press her Arab colleagues to make clear that the plan is an active initiative and an incentive for Israel to move ahead toward peace.
I understand there's a lot of discussion among Arab leaders and Arab foreign ministers about the so-called Arab initiative, where that stands. Certainly we would encourage the Arab states to reiterate and underline the fact that that Arab initiative still stands out there as a potential political horizon for the Israeli government as they work on issues with the Palestinians.
Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa, a former Egyptian foreign minister, said Saturday the organization had no intention of modifying the 2002 offer first advanced by Saudi Arabia. Secretary Rice is to have talks Sunday with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, expected to also include human rights issues and proposed constitutional changes Egyptians are to vote on in a national referendum Monday. In her talk with reporters in Washington, Rice said she was concerned and disappointed by the initiative, which, among other things, bars religion-based political parties and has come under attack from human rights and Egyptian opposition groups. She said the abbreviated one-week campaign period for the referendum is also problematic. Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abolgheit responded Saturday, dismissing her criticism as unacceptable interference in Egypt's domestic affairs. On the four-day trip, Rice will also meet separately with Israeli and Palestinian leaders and with Jordan's King Abdullah. David Gullis, VOA News, Aswan.